Time to dig into the weekend sports results with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. So, what do you think about the fact we have a Lions win to talk about?
I am as shocked as you are. Look, and it shouldn't have been one, frankly. Cam Newton, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, is the leader for the Carolina Panthers. They're marching down the field there at the very end. They score a touchdown, so they're only 1 point down.
Yeah.
And a lot of coaches, 1 point down, of course, you just go for the extra point, which should be easy.
Right.
And then go to overtime or whatever.
But now, their field goal kicker had some problems, right?
That's right. He missed a field goal, which is not too uncommon, but he also missed an extra point, which is sacrilegious in the NFL. You do not do this. These are not college kids, not high school kids.
Right.
It's not happened at that level. So perhaps a vote of no confidence for him and a vote of confidence for Cam Newton, one of the best out there. They set up a two-point conversion. An option a coach has is to go for 2 points. This means all or nothing. You win or you lose on this play. And Cam Newton had the receiver wide open in the end zone, one of the best NFL quarterbacks, and blows the toss. Cindy, I'm telling you right now, you or I make that pass.
So he overthrew it and
he blew it.
Oh.
Amazing. And he was humble about it afterwards, but I'm telling you, don't get too high on the Lions, even at 4-6.
Okay.
Because they were given one.
And then didn't that also mess up the Lions' draft position by this win?
Yeah. I mean, it's like all the trade teams right now. You either want to win a lot or lose a lot. If you lose a lot, you get high draft picks, which means you get the next best player coming up out of high school or college or whatever. And mediocrity is the biggest sin, and right now the Lions are nailing it.
And it looks like they may have lost their star rookie running back, Kerryon Johnson. Oh, did everybody's heart drop when he got carted off?
Kerryon Johnson is one of the few bright lights in this team right now.
Left knee injury.
These are never good in the NFL, of course. Getting carted off is not good. So if I had to guess right now, is that he's probably going to be gone for the season. And if that's the case, then so are the Lions.
Oh, boy. Over to college football. Here we have Michigan opens the week as 4-point favorites over Ohio State for this Saturday's big game. So based on what we saw from the Wolverines and the win over Indiana, what needs to be worked on before they meet the Buckeyes?
I would say a couple things. One is on defense, crossing patterns where receivers start in two ends and they crisscross over the middle. Those guys were wide open for Indiana, and the quarterback draw where the quarterback runs the ball himself, he also ran for a lot. They've got a good offense, though. And, of course, on offense for Michigan, it's the red zone offense, which means when you're close to the end zone, you got to score a touchdown, not a field goal. The good news, however, is they can kick field goals.
Yes, they can. Absolutely, because you have Michigan's freshman kicker, Jake Moody. I keep thinking, what his parents must think. Here, their kid set a program record with 6 field goals. It's the most ever in a Big Ten game.
Consider this for a second.
Yeah.
This program has been around since 1879, 139 years. And the record had been 5 field goals to that point. No one's ever exceeded that. This kid.
Freshman.
A freshman in his first game ever kicks 6 field goals and breaks this 139-year-old record. I always love talking to Cindy about sports because you see it through a mom's perspective, and that is, oh, his parents must be so happy, and I'm sure they are.
I can't imagine.
Moody looks like he's your paper boy. He looks like about 14 years old, sweet kid, and cool as a cucumber, man.
So
the guy was legit.
Bright future ahead.
At least one more week.
So what does Michigan have to do to win next Sunday and punch their ticket to the first Big Ten title game?
Got
to
do what they're doing.
Okay.
Stay in your game. Don't get rattled. You're playing in one of the toughest places to play in college football, in the horseshoe. You're going to get some bad calls because that's how this game always works out, as Mike Blank and I were talking about off the air, our producer here. Emotionally, Michigan's got the big advantage. Talent-wise, they're about the same. But Ohio State, no one on that team has ever lost to Michigan. They don't know what it's like. Whereas Michigan, man, they know that all their chips are in. They're playing for everything, including potentially a national title.
Yeah.
So the emotions will be very high. This team seems very focused. It'll be close, but I bet Michigan pulls it off.
All right, that's your prediction. And as for
And maybe based on a 19-year-old kicker.
There you go.
In his freshman year. So.
Wow. And as for Michigan State, what has happened to the Spartan offense? I mean, D'Antonio in his post-game news conference said the play calling was fine. Reading around, I think there are many who beg to differ.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Including those inside the locker room. Look, at Michigan a year ago, they faced the same problem, an ineffective offense. Jim Harbaugh's offensive coordinator is Tim Drevno, a longtime friend. Their wives are friends. This is very difficult. And yet he made the tough decision to let Drevno go, change the offense, and it's worked out very well. That is what D'Antonio has to do now. It's a big boy business.
Make changes. And so what do you see for the Spartans after the Rutgers game this Saturday?
A mediocre bowl and then regroup for next year. And they will.
You have a lot of trust in D'Antonio as far as being able to make a lot out of little.
And no one does it better.
But you're saying it's time to make changes.
Look, whenever it's had a bad year, he comes back with a good year. They're 3-9, 2 years ago, and they come back very strong last year. So he will again.
All right. Well, and then your prediction again for Saturday?
I'm going to go with 24-21 because the kid kicks the field goal.
All right. We'll see. All right. Well, it's all down to Jake Moody, perhaps. Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. John, thanks.
Thank you.